Let's go to the phones. Joining us right now today, a big day in Texas politics, and a guy who joins us every Monday, or just about every Monday, Texas political consultant, also GOP strategist, and mustreadtexas.com co-founder, Matt Mikowiak. Matt, good morning. How are you?
Hey, Chad. Doing great. Good morning.
Well, thanks for coming on today. It's a filing deadline at about 6 o'clock tonight. What are you expecting any big last-minute news out there?
Yeah, filing deadline. We find out today, you know, which candidates have primary challenges, and that's true, you know, really at all levels. It's true, obviously, for governor. It's true for the statewide. It's true for the state senate, state state rep candidates, and even further down the ballot. So, you know, there are some candidates who are thinking, or, you know, already know they have a primary, but some that don't think they have one right now, and we'll know today by the deadline. And from my standpoint, obviously interested to see if there's any movement on the statewide ballot, particularly on the Republican side.
Right.
I don't think there, you know, there's any real expectation of that right now. We pretty much feel like the field is set for all the different statewide offices. But just on Friday, you had movement. You had Tom Paulkin drop out of the governor's race on the Republican side, citing his own failure to raise money, enough money to run a campaign. And so that was a change, essentially, you know, really starting the general election between Greg Abbott and Wendy Davis. And really skipping the primary season altogether. So we'll see if there's any other movement. Speaker Strauss of San Antonio, I believe to this point, has avoided a primary. That will be something to watch today. But there's a number of other state senators and state reps who may be perceived as either being too moderate or too conservative and might be ripe for a primary challenge. We'll know today by the deadline.
What is the likelihood that you're going to get a big name that gets into the race in any of these statewide races at the very last minute?
I think it's unlikely unless it's really just a, you know, it was a really well-kept secret and it's a real shocker. You know, someone like Nolan Ryan, who was, you know, thinking about running for agriculture commissioner when his service with the Texas Rangers in the front office ended, but he shot that down. You know, there's not a first-year primary challenger to Senator John Cornyn. I guess that's, you know, one slight possibility today, although I think it's unlikely. I just think at the end of the day, you're talking about a 5% chance that any of these statewide races change significantly because someone files today, and I think that's true on the Republican or Democratic side. We basically know what the Democratic slate is. They've been able to, for the most part, avoid primaries on their statewide ticket. On the Republican side, we don't know what the slate is because you have very competitive races for lieutenant governor, attorney general, comptroller, agriculture commissioner, and railroad commissioner.
Visiting with Matt Mikowiak. Matt, obviously Tom Paulkin, he dropped out last week. He cited money, lack of support, and we all knew it was going to be a huge uphill battle for Tom Paulkin. Though many of us still liked Tom Paulkin, liked what he had to say, it was still going to be a huge uphill battle. Were you surprised any that he decided not to file his paperwork?
No, I wasn't, and honestly, I was kind of wondering. I hadn't heard anything from him in terms of press releases or social media for a few days last week. I want to say, you know, Monday he put something out, but then nothing Tuesday, Wednesday, or Thursday. He usually puts something out every day.
Yeah.
Listen, Tom Paulkin is a patriot. He served the Republican Party and the conservative movement for two or three decades, serving in the Reagan administration and ever since. I think that when Wendy Davis got into the race for governor, it put so much of the focus on making sure we beat Wendy that it made it impossible. It made an already tough job impossible for Paulkin, and that was to get Republican primary voters to focus on the governor's primary. And so General Abbott's done a great job both as attorney general but also as a candidate in locking down political and financial support early for this governor's race. And so he made it such that it was impossible for Paulkin to run the kind of campaign he wanted to run. He always knew he'd be underfunded, but he wanted to run a grassroots campaign. At the end of the day, they couldn't raise the money to do it. I was impressed by the really classy statement that General Abbott put out on Friday after Paulkin withdrew. And I think that's positive because I think it unites the Paulkin side and the Abbott side to move forward and go beat Wendy Davis.
Do you think that there will be a push for Paulkin to endorse Greg Abbott, or is that something that is just a given?
Well, that's a good question because Paulkin was really highly critical of General Abbott on a couple of particular issues during the primary, and he just had trouble getting traction on a number of those things. Some of those situations ultimately sort of resolved themselves, like this airline merger that DOJ ended up settling. So, look, ultimately, I'm not sure it matters that much, because I just don't think Paulkin had that much support. He did have some conservative grassroots support, But ultimately, I think it was impossible to make the argument that Greg Abbott's not conservative. Mm-hmm. He may not be, you know, as conservative as Tom Paquin maybe on a couple, you know, small things. But at the end of the day, Democrats don't like Greg Abbott, and it's not because he's a moderate; it's because he's a strong conservative. So I think that ultimately, Paquin thought he was going to be able to make that argument in a way that was going to find resonance with the voters, and it just wasn't working. So ultimately, I think he just did the right thing, dropped out. He's going to go, do other things at this point, and we can all focus on helping elect Greg Abbott the next governor, and also focusing on these other very competitive primary races for state offices.
Visiting with Matt Mikowiak, mustreadtexas.com. Matt, obviously it's going to be a very busy day for you. For everyone else paying attention to Texas politics, what are some of the other stories that you're looking at right now on mustreadtexas.com?
Yeah, still updating this morning. There's a couple things to watch. One is that Senator Ted Cruz is headed to Johannesburg for the Mandela funeral today. I think the funeral is tomorrow. He did, I guess, catch some flack with some folks on the far right for praising Mandela. There is sort of an ideological split on Mandela. Some folks think that he was something of a terrorist based on earlier actions in his life. A lot of people, I think the vast majority of people, see him as a statesman and as a wonderful and great leader. But ultimately, Cruz is headed to Johannesburg. I think that's interesting. In terms of everything else, it's what we've talked about. It's seeing who gets races, who doesn't get races. Does the statewide ticket change? You're starting to see, you know, county races. I saw in San Antonio, a Bexar County judge is now facing a Democratic primary challenge. So there's going to be a lot of news at the local level today, and that's what we'll be watching on mustreadtexas.com, and folks can sign up there for the morning newsletter.
All right, Matt Mikowiak, thank you very much. I'll let you continue your busy day.
Thank you, buddy. Take care.
Have a good one. Matt Mikowiak, you can follow him on Twitter, @MattMikowiak.